from executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
So today, apparently, I was not aware of this. Kitty informed me. It's National Save a Spider Day.
It is. And, you know, spiders do a lot of good in this world.
They do.
They eat other insects, and they're not really there to harm anyone.
I mean, but they're... Read
Charlotte's Web, Jonathan. Right. Maybe you'll change your mind.
I know, but when I see one in the house, it just doesn't feel the same way. I mean, I'm just kind of...
I don't like spiders and snakes.
Actually, I don't mind the snakes that much, because they're really not in my home that often.
Right.
I try, actually, to save spiders. I'll make an attempt.
Well, did you remember ever hearing that if you kill a spider, you're going to make it rain? Did you ever hear that when you were a kid?
No.
But don't kill that spider. It's going to rain.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
But there's, I mean, for me, sometimes it has to do with size. Now, in our house with the kids, they like to try to save them. So I now make more of an effort to save them. What
you
happens?
You say, let's get mommy and she'll save it?
No comment. What happens in your house? I try to save it too,
but I'm not quite as insane about it as my boyfriend Mike. And I mean, just the other day, I came down for breakfast. He's like, "Don't turn the water on in the sink," and I was like, "I'm thinking, oh no, there's like a flooding issue."
Right.
There was a spider in there, and I don't know where it went. So we didn't want to drown the spider, and I was like, oh, "Okay."
Oh, you mean if it's gone, he's still
alert to try to find off the where area. It is.
Wow!
And early time,
that's dedication.
When we first started living together, I was getting ready for work, and I heard the doorbell ringing. You know, still dark out, early morning. I was like, "Who's at the door?" So I went to go see, and it was Mike standing outside in his like sleep shorts.
Doing what?
He was rescuing a spider and he got locked out.
That's awesome.
And I thought, well, I still think that's really funny, and he still doesn't, and it's been a long time.
Are sleep shorts, aka underwear with holes, I hope?
No. They're a little...
It would have been better if you were in the shower.
He was out there for a while. Yeah, I was like, you're lucky I wasn't blow drying my hair or something. I never would have heard it.
That is dedication.
Right, he is. He's very dedicated.
Was it winter too?
I don't think it was winter.
Okay. So I don't know. In your household, 831-1055, are you a spider smusher?
Or saver.
Or a saver, or you know, the worst is when you go to smush them and you smush, but then you look in the Kleenex and they've mysteriously they're gone. Isn't that ever happened to you? You don't do enough force?
Well, if it's another bug, then that is a horrible situation.
Seems like the spiders are gone. Oh, people are calling. Let's go to the phones.
Hi, Triple M. Who's this?
Hi, it's Cindy.
Today is National Save a Spider Day. We're curious, do you save spiders when they're in your house?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. So what's the requirement to squish them?
If they're a little bigger, I wait till hubby gets home and hopefully it's still around, or maybe get a jar and let it outside.
Hi, Triple M. Who's this?
Hi, Anessa.
Today is National Save a Spider Day. Do you?
It depends on how big he is.
So the bigger... Then you smush them, or what's the how does it work for you?
Yeah, the bigger the spider, they need to die.
See, that...
they need to die.
And waiting till someone else gets home, I feel like. Yeah, are you going to keep an eye on it?
Yeah, it's hard to keep an eye on it. There was one living in my bathroom for a while, and I was trying to be careful. I just thought it should live there. I thought, well, if there's something it's eating in this bathroom, you know, more power to it.
Right.
You know, but if there's little tiny insects that I don't see, I would rather have the spider eat them.
Hi, Triple M. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sarah.
All right, Sarah, what's your spider take?
I always save them as long as I can, unless it's in my baby's room or something and it's really scary. Or if it's way too big, I'll have my husband save it.
See, now you're right. If it's in your baby's room, you have to be careful because I believe spiders do go up to the babies and suck their soul out.
No,
isn't that
they
what happens?
Do. They do.
Yeah,
no.
All right,
no,
thanks.
They don't, but I don't want it crawling around on my baby.
Yeah, thanks for calling. Hi, Triple M. Who's this?
It's Roger.
Roger, are you? Roger, I feel like you're a spider lover.
Well, I had a friend that was a spider. Not joking.
Okay, so now, see, this is when we take Roger off air, and we have, those of you not familiar, we have the Jonathan Kitty therapy sessions, but we don't tend to do them on air. Let me just ask you this, spider, what was the spider's name?
It was Herman.
Ah, okay. Oh, Herman the spider. Okay, I'm with you. Thank you, Roger.
I'm not.
I wonder if it's true about people swallowing the spiders. You know how they say that?
Eat,
I think that's not true, though.
Six spiders a year or whatever?
Eight or, hi, Triple M. Who's this?
Well, good morning. This is Lisa.
Hey, Lisa. What's your spider situation?
So one of my favorite spider stories is about my friend Alina, and she is an animal lover, but her now husband is a taxidermist. So kind of an interesting
that's
mix.
Hilarious.
Well, their house rule is that if he sees a spider, he'll declare it in like whatever room he's in, and she gets 10 seconds to race to that room and try to find it. And if she can find it, then she gets to save it. But if she can't find it in the 10 seconds, then he gets to kill it.
And I wonder if he stuffs it then, which seems like it would be pretty small, but thanks for the call.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High hopes. Streaming on Hulu.